Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, G-Lobal Dividend Investing Mastery by G.R. Tiberius is a practical guide to dividend-focused investing with an international scope. Positioned within the investing and personal finance genre, the book addresses readers who want to move beyond a portfolio limited to domestic dividend stocks and examine income opportunities across global markets. Its central purpose is to show how dividend income can be strengthened through diversification, disciplined security selection, tax awareness, and risk controls. Rather than presenting global investing as a speculative search for high yield, the book frames it as a portfolio design problem: how to seek better income while avoiding excessive concentration in one country, sector, currency, or market cycle. Tiberius emphasizes passive income, dividend growth, and portfolio resilience, making the book relevant to investors who are building retirement income, supplementing wages, or trying to make an existing dividend strategy more geographically balanced. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, using global dividend markets to address low domestic portfolio yields, a major theme of the book is the limitation of relying only on familiar domestic dividend stocks, especially when local market yields are modest. Tiberius argues that investors often accept lower income because they treat their home market as the natural boundary of their opportunity set. The global dividend approach expands that opportunity set by considering companies in regions where payout traditions, sector composition, or valuation levels may support higher income. The point is not simply to chase the highest displayed yield. A high yield can signal financial stress, an unsustainable payout, or temporary market pessimism. The book instead treats yield as one variable that must be assessed alongside dividend history, earnings support, business stability, and country-level risk. This framing is important because it distinguishes global dividend investing from speculative international stock picking. By comparing domestic and foreign income opportunities, readers can see why a portfolio concentrated in one market may be structurally inefficient. The benefit of global exposure is not only potentially higher cash flow, but also access to different economic cycles and dividend cultures. Secondly, building a diversified income portfolio across sectors, countries, and holdings. The book emphasizes portfolio construction as the foundation of sustainable dividend income. Tiberius presents diversification as more than owning many stocks. A useful income portfolio must spread exposure across companies, industries, and geographic markets so that one failed dividend policy or one weak economic region does not dominate results. The guidance associated with his dividend framework includes holding a broad basket of dividend-paying companies, often described in the range of roughly 25 to 30 stocks, while also diversifying across several sectors. This matters because dividend risk is frequently clustered. Banks may face credit cycles, energy firms may face commodity price swings, telecommunications firms may face disruption, and consumer businesses may face margin pressure. Country diversification adds another layer by reducing dependence on the fiscal, regulatory, and currency conditions of a single market. Equal or disciplined position sizing can also help prevent a portfolio from becoming unintentionally dominated by a few high-yielding names. The practical implication is that income stability comes from structure, not from confidence in any single stock. Thirdly, balancing current yield with dividend growth and reinvestment. Tiberius connects global dividend investing with the broader discipline of dividend growth investing. The book treats current income as important, but not sufficient. A portfolio that pays well today may still fail an investor if dividends stagnate, purchasing power declines, or companies weaken their balance sheets to maintain distributions. Dividend growth is therefore presented as a quality filter and a compounding mechanism. Companies that can regularly raise payouts often have durable cash flows, pricing power, or disciplined capital allocation, although no pattern guarantees future increases. Reinvestment is another key mechanism. When dividends are used to buy additional shares, the investor increases future income without adding new outside capital. This compounding effect can be especially meaningful over long horizons, but it also requires patience and consistency. The book implicitly warns against yield traps by encouraging investors to distinguish between a generous payout and a sustainable payout. The strongest dividend strategy is not necessarily the one with the highest starting yield, but the one that combines adequate income, growth potential, and resilience through changing market conditions. Fourthly, managing currency, political, sector, and disruption risks in overseas income investing. A distinctive element of the book is its attention to the risks that become more visible when dividend investing crosses borders. Global diversification can reduce dependence on one market, but it also introduces currency movements, foreign regulation, withholding rules, political uncertainty, and differences in accounting or corporate governance standards. Tiberius frames risk mitigation as an active part of portfolio design rather than an afterthought. currency risk matters because a foreign company may maintain its local dividend while the converted income received by the investor changes. Political and regulatory risks can affect banks, utilities, energy producers, and other dividend-heavy sectors. Sector risk is also central, since many attractive dividend markets are concentrated in financials, resources, telecoms, or infrastructure. Technological disruption can weaken once stable industries and threaten future payouts. The practical lesson is that global income investors need to evaluate both the company and the environment in which it operates. Risk control may involve limiting position sizes, spreading exposure across regions, preferring financially stronger firms, and avoiding portfolios built only from the highest yielding sectors. Lastly, tax efficiency and implementation choices for worldwide passive income. The book also highlights tax efficiency, an area that many introductory dividend guides treat only briefly. International dividends can be affected by foreign withholding taxes, domestic tax treatment, account type, and treaty rules. Even when a foreign stock offers a higher headline yield, the amount an investor actually keeps may be lower after taxes and fees. This makes after-tax income more relevant than advertised yield. Tiberius encourages readers to think practically about where assets are held, how dividends are received, and how reinvestment fits with personal financial goals. Implementation may involve individual foreign dividend stocks, depository receipts, globally focused funds, or exchange-traded funds, each with different trade-offs in diversification, control, cost, and tax reporting. The book positions passive income as a system that must be maintained, not a one-time purchase. Investors need periodic review to confirm that holdings still support their objectives, that dividend policies remain sustainable, and that tax or currency effects have not altered the portfolio outcome. This operational focus makes the strategy more realistic for long-term investors. In conclusion, Global Dividend Investing Mastery is best suited to individual investors who already understand the basic appeal of dividends but want a broader and more structured framework for income investing. It can serve beginners who need a clear roadmap, but its strongest audience is likely investors with domestic dividend holdings who are questioning whether their portfolios are too concentrated in one country or a narrow group of familiar companies. The practical benefit is a clearer understanding of how global diversification, dividend growth, position sizing, reinvestment, and tax awareness work together in an income strategy. The intellectual benefit is that the book treats passive income as a portfolio management problem rather than a simple list of high-yielding stocks, compared with many dividend investing books that focus mainly on local blue-chip companies or general retirement income. This one stands out for its explicit global orientation and its attention to the complications that come with overseas dividends. It does not appear to be a technical academic text or a substitute for individualized financial advice, but it offers a useful framework for evaluating global income opportunities with more discipline. Its differentiating value lies in combining higher income potential with practical caution about currency, taxes, sector exposure, and sustainability. If you would like to support GR Tiberius, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.